The Seaford City Council has tabled a measure that would have required the cremation or burial of fetal remains from an abortion. This comes just as Planned Parenthood is planning to open its doors in the city. This is Don Rush. The decision comes after the Department of Justice questioned the measure's legality and the threat of a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union. Mike Brickner is executive director of the ACLU of Delaware.
We believe that this ordinance is both unconstitutional and unlawful and violates state law here in Delaware. These types of ordinances are things that we've actually seen on the state level. States like Texas, Ohio, Indiana, Tennessee have passed statewide laws that regulate these, and you know, courts have been split. We've had courts in Ohio and Texas that have stopped these laws. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on a law in Indiana, but didn't rule on its impact on access to abortion. And so we believe that this law violates the U.S. Constitution. It puts an undue burden on patients who want to access abortion, and also a burden on the clinics who are providing abortions. But it also conflicts with state law. The state of Delaware has codified Roe versus Wade. Our state legislature has said that they want to guarantee access to abortion and that it is a right here in the state. And so the city of Seaford doesn't have any right to undermine the state legislature in making that decision and making it harder for patients to access abortion and for clinics to provide abortions.
In terms of the state law, is there any wiggle room in terms of adding this sort of thing on? That is to say, the city could say, well, it's not, to use a term, undue burden. It still allows abortion to go forward.
The intent of these types of ordinances are to, one, make it harder for clinics to provide abortions and for patients to access it. So there is no medical reason to have this requirement around disposal of fetal remains. There are already regulations around the state of what medical providers need to do with fetal remains and other types of medical waste, and so this is unnecessary, but it then creates a whole new layer of bureaucracy that clinics have to jump through, that patients have to jump through, and it can also add on additional cost to obtaining the procedure because patients might have to pay for cremation or burial, or the clinics may have to pay for it. And it's also really meant to stigmatize and shame people who get abortion.
Are you confident that the at least state courts will turn back this effort, or do you think that there might be a need for, say, the state legislature to enact some kind of additional legislation to preclude this?
I think that if this were to pass, this would be struck down by the courts. We believe that, again, it violates both the U.S. Constitution and it violates state law. Another area that I want to make sure to mention where it violates state law is it actually makes it also more difficult for minors to obtain an abortion as well. What we hope, though, is that the city council sees the wisdom in not moving forward with this. We sent our letter expressing our concerns and asked them to table this bill. They did so. And that, you know, we're really not going to be served as a state or as a community by Seaford continuing to move towards this ordinance.
Mike Brickner, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Delaware. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.